And so today we're going to start a new little series called Relate. Can you say that with me? Relate. One more time. Relate. That's what Fellowship Church is called to do. We are called to relate with one another. Well, I don't like people. I don't like talking to people. Well, either you're going to get over that or you're going to find another church to go to. Because you're killing us. Amen? Say. Well, I'm old. I can't do it. You old dogs can learn new tricks. Amen? Come on. Unless you want to pray that God will go ahead and take you on home. Amen? Oh, I'm ugly already. Relate. Amen? Not asking you to be a salesperson. I'm asking you to love people. Reach out to people. Talk to people. Encourage people. You ever need some encouragement? Yes or no? Say. You ever met anybody that needs some encouragement? Relate. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how do I do that with friends? How do I do that in my marriage, my relationships? So we're going to talk about that over the next several weeks. Got it? So that's where we're going. Relate. Let's try it. Here we go. Let's go to the message this morning. It's simply called this right out of the Bible. Say that with me. Iron sharpens iron. Come on, help me now. Iron sharpens iron. Where do I get a crazy thing? Iron sharpens iron. Hey, I wouldn't try to be using butter on iron to sharpen no iron. Amen? I wouldn't be trying to use some soft stuff to sharpen iron. Iron sharpens what? Iron. Keep looking. Iron sharpens iron. Proverbs 27:17. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Let's learn that verse together. Come on. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his... One more time. How many knew that verse already? Good. So some of you don't. Let's do it one more time. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his... Let's talk about it today. Friendships. How do I meet people, greet people? How do I stay away from some that's going to pull me down? Let's talk about it. A man that hath friends must show himself what? Come on, you got to help me now. Come on. A man that hath friends must show himself what? Well, I don't know. That church ain't very friendly. They don't talk to me. You know why? Because you are not very friendly. Grow up, get over it. You can make friends. Say that. I can make friends. Say that with me. I can make friends. It's insane. If a man's going to have friends, he's going to have to show himself what? Well, I'm just mean, I'm ugly, I'm a dog. Good, you're going to be alone. That's what the Bible says. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I believe that's also talking about Jesus. I really do. But it's also talking about a friend, as you make friends. I've got friends in my life that aren't related to me by blood. But they're close to me. I love them. And I ain't got a ton of them that I can tell my deepest, darkest secrets to, but I got some. They can stick. That's what I'm talking about. Relate, man. How can I do that? How can I do a better job? According to the Bible, not according to Dr. Gary up here, okay? The only way to have a friend, say it with me, is to what? One more time, you're going to see quotes pop up in this little series. The only way to have a is to be one. So be a friend. How do I do that? Don't talk about it. Very great quote I came across. You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can make in 2 years by trying to get people interested in you. Ooh, be interested in me. Ooh, be interested in me. Fat chance. Have at it. Start showing interest in other people. Start showing interest in other people. That makes a great church, by the way. We don't hug necks on accident here. When people have got a need and we look in the eyes and listen, that's not an accident. It's on purpose. It's not always easy, especially if you've got a big mouth like I do. Always talking. Show interest in people if you want to be a friend. Does that make any sense? Oh, you're preaching psycho babble. Last time I looked, we cut the scripture on the screen, don't we? Bible has a lot to say about life and about you. and about relating to other people. Keep going. Friends are the siblings that God never gave us. Sometimes, and I know some of you are screwed up in this way, you wonder why you have strained relationships with your family members when you see other families that get along so well. Well, I'm going to tell you the honest truth of the matter is, most people's best friend is not their sister. Most people's best friend is not their brother. Most people's best friend is somebody that's not related to them. Friends are siblings that God never gave us. They're people in our life that He's brought in our life. I think of my wife. Has zero relationship with a very mean sister. And she can get the tape if she'd like to hear this. But God's brought women into her life closer than any sister could ever be. Is that the truth? Yes or no? God's a great God. He'll give us these friends. But we can't sit here and whine, and we can't sit here and be mean on a snake. We can't sit here and not be willing to change. We've got to be willing to be a friend. If I'm going to have that need met in my life, and if I can meet that need in somebody else's life. Let's keep talking about it. In-crowd friendship, and we're going to fly across this, is overrated. Trying to dress good like everybody else, trying to act like everybody else, trying to... In-crowd friendship, peer pressure, trying to be just like everybody else. And I'll have lots of friends. If it was that easy, everybody would have friends. In-crowd friendship is overrated. I want to be in the in-crowd. Valuing image more than what is right leads to a what? Boy, you need to say this with me. Come on. Valuing image more than what is right leads to a snare. Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. Okay? People out there doing wrong, but yeah, but I want to be part of them. I want to do that. I want to be like them. You don't need that. Yeah, but they're the popular ones. They're the in crowd. You don't need that. Say this with me. This is just plain old country talk. Never do a wrong thing to make a friend or keep one. Come on, help me now. Never do a wrong thing to make a friend or to keep one. You just fill in the blank what that is. Might be some awful sin that some friend tries to get you to do with them. And they'll be your friend. Got to keep it secret, though. No, sir, I'm not going to be your friend. If I can't do right, not going to be your friend. If you're asking me to do something that's not right, guess what? You're not my friend. You never were my friend. You're all about yourself. Y'all hearing me this morning? That kind of crap is overrated. In-crowd friendship is overrated. Authentic friendships can rarely be developed and maintained in a whole bunch of relationships anyway. Oh, I want everybody to like me. I felt a little sissy when I did that jump. Don't jump like that again. Amen. Hey, listen, Everybody's not going to like me, but I can do the right thing. And if I do the right thing, God's going to honor that. If I try to reach out and love people and do the right thing, I do not have to sell out my convictions, my standards, holiness to please people. If that's what it takes, I can't do it. That's what the Bible teaches. It's very difficult to be really close with lots of people anyway. Talking about those real close friendships. It's hard to do that anyway. Well, I'll please you and 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 you. I can't. I can't even open up with all that many. Instead of a bunch of so-so friends or not so-so friends, being smart is focusing on what? Few good friends. Few good friends you've given me, God. You're a great God. And I'm going to nurture those. Amen? So we're talking about friendship today, how to relate. A little different than our prophecy series we just came out of, isn't it? Say. Jesus commanded us to love people, even our what? Come on. He commanded us to love people, even our what? Jesus speaking, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Okay? So we're not talking about hating people. Okay? They're the in crowd. I hate them. We're not talking about that. Peer pressure. They want me to do wrong. I hate them. No, we're not talking about hate them. But those are not folks. You can love people like that, but those aren't going to be my best friends. You understand? Yes or no? Okay? You can love all people, but you cannot be close friends with everyone. Okay? You just can't. Some friendships, be kind, nice, but they're not going to be people you're going to be able to be close with because many times you'll have to compromise. Things that are right, things that are... Am I talking anything anybody understands or not? When it comes to your close friendships, God wants you to be what? Smart about my friendships. Very important. If I'm going to grow and be the person God wants me to be and have the ministry and me or you that he wants me to have. Great little quote here. Why should I be friendly and try to reach out to people and care for people? Because guess what? A friend is a present that you give to yourself. Can you think of one right now? Try to think of a friend in your life. One friend. One friend. Are they a gift to you? Say. Can you think of one that says, that person, it really is a gift. I'm glad they're in my life. That's what a friend is. As you're friendly and you're reaching out to people, and that's the beautiful thing about Fellowship Church, as we reach out, I get to see people like Barney and Cindy Rapp. I'm so glad they came into my life. I'm so glad a Daisy, as we reach out, she comes into my life. Big old Danny Jordan, I'm glad as we reach out, isn't that awesome? Say, Tony back there, I was in Colorado. He writes me while I'm in Colorado, encourages my heart. As we reach out, Tony's coming to our life. Isn't that the coolest thing about a church? Say, that's why we're not going to be mean and ugly. I'm going to be the mean one here. I got plenty of mean to go around for all of us. Amen? Loving, kind, reaching out, caring. We can build a church like that. You don't have to sell out the gospel because we're not. We're going to stand for Jesus. He's the friend that sits closer to the brother anyway. It's all built on his back anyway. Amen? Friends, man. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces him. A righteous man is cautious in his what? Friendships. It seems like I'm giving an oxymoron here or something, you know? Because I'm talking about being a friend, but you got to be cautious and whoa. You're supposed to love all people, amen? But those close friends, you need to be cautious. And those friendships, people that you bring into your life. And so a little bit of that's happening through this message. It's all through the Bible. We're not talking about the issue of loving people. We're talking about using your brain in your close friendships. Be smart in your what? Relationships. Be intelligent. Iron sharpens iron. That's what we're talking about this morning. Now let's get ugly. Y'all ready to get ugly? You knew it was going to turn ugly, didn't you? God, he's being too nice. He's a nice guy. Minding you Joel Osteen for a minute, didn't I? Yeah. Man, here we go. All right. I can grin anyway. Amen? No. I like people like Joel that are nice people. Our planet needs them. Amen? Here we go. Friends you don't need. Friends I don't need in my life. And if you're like this, you're a horrible friend. And you need to let go of this mess. But friends I don't need, pop it up. The first one, violent. Pop it up. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Their feet run to evil, they make haste to shed blood. They lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that's greedy of gain, which takes away the life of the owners thereof. The violent. A person that is violent, that will hit you, that will hurt you, I don't need them in my life. A man like that shot my mother, killed my mother, shot her 6 times with a .357 Magnum, left her dead in the floor. You don't need people like that in your life. Are you hearing me at church this morning? Say, if you're a violent person, sir, in your relationship with your wife, relationship with your girlfriends, that's wicked, that's evil, that's horrible. Did I make myself perfectly clear? Amen? Well, I just got a bad temper. I just cuss everyone, get mad. That's wrong. You're no friend. You're no lover. It's bad. Got it? Yes or no? God help the man who would ever do that to my daughter. You'll find Clark locked up. And I hope you go, well, bless the preacher. Amen? I get off on that. Y'all know why. Here we go. Gossipers. I don't need these people in my life. Listen, he that goes about as a talebearer revealing secrets, therefore meddle not with him that flatters with his lips. I don't need that in my life. Somebody's going to come and talk about somebody else. Usually when they're talking about somebody else, they're telling you how good you is. I don't need this. I don't want gossipers in my life. If you want to be a true friend to somebody and really reach out to them, tell them, you know what? You got a lot of great qualities. Can't stand that one. Shut up. Amen? Yes or no? We don't want that at this church, at Fellowship Church. You gossiping, talking about people. That's wicked, that's evil, that's horrible, that's no friend. A lot of people will do that with you. Maybe you do it yourself. Talk to people. One of the best things we can do sometimes is we can talk down about somebody else and put ourselves up, and we think that's going to win us friends. In the end, it's going to cause you a lot of grief. You don't need that in your life. That's a friend I don't need. Amen? Say. If you're going to come talk to me about somebody else, tell me crap, mess like that about folk, just stay on away from me. I don't want to hear it. Joy's dad taught me years ago. Somebody comes to you, because a pastor, they will sometimes, you know. Oh, so-and-so. And so pastor says, oh, good, okay, let me take your pad out. He would take a pad out, and I'm going to write down just what you're saying about that other person. I'm going to put your name here to it, and I'm going to go see him about it and tell him you said it. If you're so concerned about them, and I know you are, because you wouldn't have come to the pastor if you weren't. So I learned that from a great preacher. Amen? Don't need that man. Also, this idea of gossiping in your prayers. I mean, we'll pray about people in a little prayer team with somebody, and we'll just unload their laundry right to other people. That's not right. You never heard of such a thing, have you? It's just gross, sitting at Dicey. Good. I like that word. Oh, that's true, poor baby. Yeah, he went and did this and that and the other, and we need to pray for him, sister so-and-so. That's gossiping to Jesus. He don't want to hear it. Amen? Come on. Another friend you don't need, hotheads. This is like the violent, but this is angry. Make no friendship with a what? Angry man, and with a furious man. This is for girls. Thou shalt not go out with him. Amen? Somebody that's angry, hothead, lest you learn his ways and you get a snare to your soul. You hang out with the hotheads, guess what? Great, maybe you'll become a hothead now. Okay? You'll be Mike Tyson. Tattoos all over your face, looking like a, hey, Mike. Anyway, I'm sorry, get off of that. That led me into this next one, freaks. I'm being ugly. People you don't need in your life, freaks. What am I talking about when I say a freak? It's my word. I don't know what word to use. I'm talking about people whose lives are out of control.
They're going to be my best friend.
I'm not saying we don't reach out, love, care. I'm talking about people that you're going to get close with. Are y'all listening? People whose lives are out of control. Could be on booze. It could be on drugs. It could be, this says among riotous eaters of flesh. That's crazy. It's also talking about this for the drunkard and the glutton. I know we don't like to talk about it, but gluttons, people that just eat out of control, their whole health is out of control. You're not being very compassionate. If you're on this planet, you ought to try to take care of yourself. Amen, yes or no? I'm not saying we're all going to be in the greatest shape of all that, but you know what? But if we're out of control, the point is, people whose lives are absolutely out of control, don't be surprised if you become their very best friend that your life is going to go out of control too. You ever tried to fix somebody you just couldn't? Can I see your hands? Come on. Their life is out of control. Now, I understand if it's family and you're going to keep loving and loving and caring and loving and loving, but even at that point, sometimes you go, man, I can't fix my kid. You ever had to say that before, yes or no? It's hard, isn't it? Friends you don't need. Not saying you don't care for these people. Don't go out here and say Clark's mean talking about people. Rebels. People who are just against doing right. Wanting to break the law. Wanting to cut corners. Wanting to cheat. Wanting to buck the system. Want to fly their plane into the IRS building in Austin, Texas? What? Amen? Rebels, my son, fear thou the Lord and the King. Meddle not with them that are given to change. Somebody always bucking. That's going to finally wear you out. Might wind you up in jail. Y'all listening or not? You didn't know the Bible said all this about friends, did you? Their calamity shall rise suddenly. Who knows the ruin of them what? Both. Be careful. People, rebels, always rebelling against God, against authority, against people, against everything. You ever known anybody like that? Yes or no? Friends you don't need. Say it with me. Oh, come on. Sound like you need them. One more time. Friends you don't need. Liars. People that lie. Oh, they're my best friend. Or not be. Somebody lying all the time. Lying to other people. You know they lying. You're my friend. No, you're not. Ooh. Is that bothering you or what? Hanging out, going to be close friends with liars. Not saying we don't love, we don't reach out, we don't care. But these are not people that I can put my confidence in, my faith in, bring into my close circle. I'm not hooking my wagon up to a liar. Amen? A man that bears false witness against his neighbor is a maul, a sword, and a sharp arrow. Somebody that'll lie about somebody, say things about somebody. That's like taking a big old hammer to somebody's head or a sharp sword. You'll dice somebody's character, lie about them like a dog. And that's happened to me in my life. People lie about me. Oh, can you believe people would lie about the preacher? Say. I hate to even bring this up. Years ago, somebody said I was having an affair. And they told a good old friend of mine, Bill Patterson. Bill Patterson's in heaven today. When they told it to Bill Patterson looked at him and laughed in their face. And then he told me later what they said, told me their name. Somebody at my former church. That's why I'm not at my former church. I'm not going to hang around with people like that. You hearing me, yes or no? And then I asked Bill Patterson, I said, I wish you to ask him, was she pretty? Amen? People will lie. People that will lie about people, hurt people. And you'll be a friend with somebody like that? Are y'all listening or not this morning? Say. These are friends I don't need. Hey, we're all flesh. We all fall. We all make mistakes. I'm not talking about that. We do screw up in our lives occasionally. I understand that. But to be a downright liar about people is a horrible thing to do. Y'all listening? I don't need a friend like that in my life. Confidence in an unfaithful man? Listen, confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Oh my gosh, I got a broke foot, but I'm walking on it. It's killing me. That's what confidence in a liar is like, or like the worst toothache you've ever imagined. God says you need to get that out of your life. Get them out of your life, and if it's in your life, you stop that, repent of that, and turn from that. Amen? Iron sharpens iron. We're done. Whew. That's part one of this message. We'll pick up part two next week. I know y'all going to come by the busloads for an ugly message like this. Amen? How many are glad you have a Bible, a book? And a lot of us, like me, didn't grow up. I didn't grow up knowing all this stuff. It's in the Bible. Aren't you glad you got a book that'll help you with your life? That's the Word of God. Let's give credit to God for His Word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. Come on, let's stand up together. We're going to pray before we go. I got a brand new series starting in the next service called Still Standing. What happens when all hell comes against you? Are you going to be one of those that are still standing? Or are you going to get knocked out? It's going to be a great new little series. I'm excited about it.